You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is eCommerce Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to eCommerce Radio, your EPN channel where you can get in on the inside track and find out what others are doing to experience great results with their online stores. Whether it's the latest tools, e-commerce platforms, or marketing techniques, this is where we talk about how to have a successful e-commerce experience. Today on the program, we're speaking with Jenna Lieber, the Client Services Director for Turnkey Product Management. Turnkey Product Management is a done-for-you Amazon agency that offers different services such as full-service PPC and/or DSP management and Amazon coaching. And Jenna, thanks for joining us here today on e-commerce radio.
Yeah, I appreciate you having me.
Well, you're certainly more than welcome, and I'm sure we're going to learn a few things from you today here in the Amazon space. So first of all, what should brands expect going into the holiday season, which is really actually knocking on the door right now on Amazon this year?
Yeah. So, you know, Amazon has rolled out a ton of new tools, which can really help brands, grow their exposure on Amazon. So one thing I feel like most brands can be expecting at the end of 2022 here is lots of traffic on the platform, but it's important to be grabbing the attention, right, of that traffic. So it's going to be really important for brands to be using what Amazon is giving them. So my recommendation for those of you that are on Amazon, you are brand registered and you're set up, I would be recommending to do Amazon posts. Those are free exposure, pretty much almost Instagram or Amazon's Instagram would be the best way of putting it. And then you also have customer engagements where you are able to reach out to your past customers, your followers on your storefront, all that good stuff. So I think we can expect lots of traffic, but one thing is obviously taking advantage of it, making sure you're getting that exposure.
Yeah, certainly some good points to lead things off here today. Really appreciate that. Now, what are the three things brands should be doing on Amazon for quarter four?
So, you know, one thing would definitely be making sure your inventory is good to go. That would be number one. So the cutoff for inventory, I know this is going to be released a little later, but, you know, is October 21st, right? So with inventory, we always recommend being prepared for a 15 to 25% increase in sales. That's generally what you see in quarter four. Now, obviously, there, you know, for everyone listening after October 21st, there is something called FBM listings. So if you are in a situation where you didn't get your inventory in on time, you didn't have it maybe from your manufacturer, whatever it might be, you can set up FBM listing fulfilled by merchant where you can fulfill your products over to Amazon. I always say, you know, obviously FBA, Prime eligibility, that is obviously very important, but staying in stock is much more important. So if FBM is what you have to turn to, that there's no shame in that. It's better to be doing that rather than not. Now, the second thing would obviously be taking advantage, like I already said, about everything Amazon has to offer. So one thing I didn't touch on in that first point was PPC and DSP. So PPC DSP become incredibly competitive in quarter four. You start to see bids go up. You start to see new people entering the space. So it's really important that your PPC and DSP are ready to go. So for those of you guys that have been running PPC and running DSP and all of that, my recommendation is keep doing what you're doing. Keep it simple. So things that are already working for you, if anything, they should just be amplified. There should be more budget put towards those campaigns that are working. There should be more budget put towards the bids that are working and the keywords that are working. So, you know, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. That definitely applies here in quarter four. And it's important to amplify off of that rather than rolling out all these new things and everything like that. So that's what I would say in terms of the second most important thing. And then the third would be staying competitive with your competitors. So it kind of leads to what I was talking about in that first point, doing things like Amazon posts, customer engagement. But when it comes to Amazon, it truly is about beating your competitors in quarter four. So if your competitors are running a promotion, you need to make sure you're running that promotion. If your competitors are, for example, doing competitive PPC, you need to be beating them there as well. If you see that they're pointing traffic to Amazon with their Instagram or maybe their email list or what have you, you need to be beating them there. So what I would say is really, really pay close attention to your competitors this quarter four, because that's going to be the difference maker between you beating them out in those sort of positions.
Yeah, incredible feedback there. Really appreciate the insight. And I'm sure the listeners where they are in this space are really appreciating that as well. Now, in your experience, what is the worst thing a brand could do during this time?
So with quarter four specifically, I feel like the worst thing you could do is be unprepared. So realistically, you know, quarter four was a bit different here on Amazon this year because they decided to throw in a Prime Day that, you know, happened at the start of October. So the worst thing you could do is just not be prepared. So my recommendation, again, get that inventory in. Have that backup of an FBM listing. That's really, really important just to make sure you're ready to go if something were to happen. But also have your marketing put together, right? So get those pictures taken with, you know, Christmas kind of effects and fall effects and things like that ready for Amazon posts. Update your listings. You know, if they haven't been optimized in a while, revisit that now. Don't wait for the week before Black Friday and Cyber Monday to be updating that. If you're not comfortable with your PPC and where it's at, start making adjustments now. Don't wait until the week before, you know, Black Friday. If you need to set up promotions, don't wait before the week before Black Friday, because it gets here sooner than you think, right? So we're about a month out from Black Friday, Cyber Monday. There is plenty of time to be implementing a plan. Just don't wait until that week right before Black Friday, Cyber Monday, because that's when things can get a little hectic over at Amazon.
Yeah, for sure. On that today, we're speaking with Jenna Lieber, the Client Services Director for Turnkey Product Management. That is a done-for-you Amazon agency that offers different services such as full service, PPC or DSP management, and Amazon coaching here on eCommerce Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, next question for you, Jenna. What can brands actually do post quarter four to keep the momentum continuing on?
Absolutely. Yeah, no, it's definitely big. So with quarter four, you know, one thing I will say is this is when DSP really comes into play. So DSP, for those of you guys that are listening, maybe not as familiar with it, is referred to as demand side platform. This is an additional Amazon marketing tool where you are able to retarget customers that maybe have visited your listing but didn't purchase. You're able to retarget customers that visited your competitors' listings but didn't purchase. There's a lot of different targeting options, but that's kind of the high-level outlook on DSP. Now, what's great about quarter four and pairing it with DSP is you are able to hopefully retarget that traffic going into January, right? So people that showed up but didn't purchase, maybe you can get them to pull the trigger in January. So what my best advice would be is for those of you guys that aren't running DSP, come talk to us over at Turnkey Product Management. It's something that we have access to through Amazon, and it's a tool that's really, really helpful to take advantage of maybe some lost traffic that happened in quarter four. Now, some other things to keep in mind with post quarter four is obviously, I always think about the supplement space. So for those of you guys that are selling supplement products or in the health space just in general, one thing I always want to remind you of is quarter four is obviously great. It's strong for mostly everybody, but quarter one is killer for those in the health space. So if you are in the health space, you need to be preparing for January, just like everyone else is preparing for November and December, just because realistically, that's when people are ready to make change. They just got done with putting on that holiday weight and they're ready to make some adjustments, right? So that is one thing I would definitely say heading into quarter one, how you can really take advantage of that post quarter four traffic.
Good stuff right there. Thanks for that. Now, another curiosity I have, what is the number one opportunity Turnkey is seeing on Amazon right now?
Ooh, there are so many. It is so obvious that Amazon is really pushing for brand recognition. I talk about it all the time, just those different opportunities that are coming about. So what I would say is, honestly, the expansion of brand registry tools is the number one opportunity I am seeing. So for those of you guys that maybe you didn't enroll in brand registry, maybe you don't have your trademark or whatever, But it is so worth the money and the time to get brand registered. I can't express that enough. It seems like every month or every couple of weeks even, we are getting new tools that we have never seen before. So one thing that I touched on earlier in this conversation was customer engagements. So one thing that's great about those that Amazon is adjusting or really expanding with is it used to be you could only send emails to your storefront followers, which there weren't a ton because realistically, Amazon hasn't put a ton of exposure on storefront followers and pushing people to follow stores. So, you know, it was smaller numbers. But now they're going to allow you to reach out to customers that have spent a certain amount of money with your brand, customers that have purchased multiple products for you. Or customers that have purchased within a certain amount of months. So they've even exposed that, or not exposed, but expanded on that, which is amazing. It's something that we've never had on Amazon. And it's always been something that people are weary of, which I totally understand. So, you know, that's just one tool that comes to mind, but there's so many others out there with brand registry specifically that are really game changers for, you know, for brands that are looking to expand on Amazon. And even for those that maybe haven't made that jump, brand registry is just that opportunity that you cannot miss out on. So,
well, Jenna, we thank you for all this information and insight shared. I'm sure listeners certainly appreciate it as well. As we conclude, is there any closing thoughts, a takeaway, a tip, or anything else you'd like to inform us about before we conclude today?
Man, bonus final tip. I mean, honestly, one bonus tip I would have for anybody listening is don't be afraid to do split testing on your listing. I think it's something that a lot of people forget about, where maybe they've set up their listing, maybe they've set it and forgot it and moved on with their day. But honestly, with the new tools that Amazon is offering for A/B experiment testing, you can test your listing title, your main image, your bullet points, your A+ content. There's so many opportunities. And I just really feel like split testing is something that is forgotten often. So that would be my one really big tip and something that's forgotten about. And then, you know, obviously for those that are listening in, we do offer free breakout sessions where we can talk about just what is missing in your Amazon business, or those of you that maybe haven't made that jump, but you're interested in Amazon. We offer breakout sessions where we can talk about your business and how, you know, it can grow on Amazon. So for those that are interested in that, we have, they can visit turnkeyproductmanagement.com/talk. Willing to help you guys out and have some discussions on, you know, what can make your Amazon business expand.
And there you have it. Again, folks, it is turnkeyproductmanagement.com/talk. Jenna, all the best, and thanks so much for joining us here today on eCommerce Radio.
Good. Thank you so much for having me.
Hey, you bet. Anytime. We've been speaking with Jenna Lieber, the Client Services Director from Turnkey Product Management. That is a done-for-you Amazon agency that offers different services such as full service, PPC, DSP management, and Amazon coaching. And for all the details, once again, visit turnkeyproductmanagement.com/talk. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to eCommerce Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to eCommerce Radio. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.